upon it that I talked of it in my sleep. In short, nothing could remove it out of my mind. It even broke so violently into all my discourses that it made my conversation tiresome, for I could talk of nothing else. All my discourse ran into it, even to impertinence, and I saw it myself. I have often heard persons of good judgment say that all the stir that people make in the world about ghosts and apparitions is owing to the strength of imagination and the powerful operation of fancy in their minds, that there is no such thing as a spirit appearing or a ghost walking, that people's poring affectionately upon the past conversation of their deceased friends so realizes it to them that they are capable of fancying upon some extraordinary circumstances, that they see them, talk to them, and are answered by them, when, in truth, there is nothing but shadow and vapour in the thing, and they really know nothing of the matter. For my part, I know not to this hour whether there are any such things as real apparitions, spectres, or walking of people after they are dead, or whether there is anything in the stories they tell us of that kind more than the product of vapours, sick minds, and wandering fancies. But this I know, that my imagination worked up to such a height and brought me into such excess of vapours, or what else.